is you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Phil Nussbaum here with Acme Jazz Company arranger Bob Parsons. Bob, you hear the expression, the singer sells the song. Do you agree?
No doubt about that. I come from the commercial world in this sense. I was hired to do a lot of charts for a lot of different people. And it was explained to me by a producer, because a lot of times when you're doing a commercial arranging, you're working for a producer who has an idea of how this thing is supposed to go. And it was explained to me in these words. He said, remember what Frank said. And this is Frank Sinatra, of course. Frank said, when I play, you don't. And this is a sort of a guide for maybe creating some kind of dialogue where you don't want the band playing when the singer is singing, because it'll cover up the vocal and it won't be clear who's out front. Now, that's less a hard and fast rule, but it's a good guideline.
When Arnie Fogel is singing Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, what does the band do that sort of enhances what he does?
What I did was I worked in that figure with the bass trombone. She and I came up with that together in consultation. I had the idea, and basically it was a question, will you be able to perform this thing? And so once I got that straightened out, I went home and started to create the arrangement. What I was hoping to do was get some nice brassy figures to send the vocal on its way and support it in a way the humor of the song is retained.
Yeah, and when you have a trombone conversing with a voice, that's not expected, and that contributes to the humor.
I think it does. It's so unusual that the first time I heard it, the first time the band performed it, I said, is this really what I want? But it turned out that it was exactly what I wanted.
I got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
We're speaking with the artistic director of the Acme Jazz Company, Bob Parsons. You're the arranger, and in your work you say you like to celebrate the song. How does that work with a song like Nice Work If You Can Get It?
Well, if you listen to the original version, Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five, you hear that it's very groovy. You hear that that there's a real sense of humor associated with it. There's a lightness, and I wanted to retain that, but yet sort of bring it up to date a little bit. I always liked the idea of that, the simplicity of the title, the simplicity of the lyric, but the complexity of the music. But when you think of Nice Work If You Can Get It, you're thinking kind of like happy thoughts. And so the coda of that song, the way that I arranged that, a kind of a repeating phrase that takes us out, and it's actually a fade ending on the recording, is that feeling of nice work if you can get it, and sort of whistling off.
All right, Bob, tell you what, we'll pick up towards the end of Arnie Fogel's vocal and let it play through the coda. Nice work if you can get it.
Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. And if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Bob, to you, what is special about the Acme arrangement of It Might As Well Be Spring?
This one was designed to give an impression of the Les Brown Band, and especially the Les Brown Band of the late 40s and 50s. In it, we have the trombone section is featured carrying the melody at the beginning. And then on the bridge, we have the muted trumpets with the trombones open, which was a Les Brown effect, and doubled with the guitar sound as well. So it's supposed to be just kind of a joyful ensemble piece, but you have these sections featured and the whole band playing ensemble together. So that's kind of how that works.
From the way you talk about it, the different sections, it's not an off-the-shelf arrangement.
It's not, and not only that, we play it in medium tempo, kind of a medium swing tempo, whereas many other bands play it as a ballad. It's sort of become a ballad, but I found out that originally it had been done up tempo.
Thanks to Acme Jazz Company Artistic Director and Arranger Bob Parsons for participating in this production. The Acme Jazz Company is available on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.